Ghost Ship. I have been that young, that electrified by the bohemian scene of a city spilling its lights all around me. I have been to parties and sketchy spaces where painters have work on the walls that should be seen by millions, but is seen by the few of us figuring out who we're going to fuck after too much cheap wine, drunk from plastic tumblers, figuring out how we're going to make it a country's width away from families, struck out on our own, like explorers getting comfortable with being alone, in a wilderness that is actually just a room rented in a house of strangers. I have been that woman high on E, my eyes doll dark, jaw clenched, body ready to swallow pleasure in a million lusty gulps. I know any space we inhabit can become a ghost ship. I have read enough to know stories of wildfires, of boats found empty, of the soul yanked whole cloth from its innocent wearer. But you can't live in fear of the apparition, the adventurers afloat on their rickety structure and cast to a sea of flames. It can happen at any time to anyone. So when music flares up and takes a hold of you, when a swirl of colored spotlights sets you spinning, you have to dance as if the very act of living depends on it.